This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 18, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. NASA again scrubbed the launch of Endeavour yesterday after a persistent leak in the vent system used to evacuate hydrogen gas from Launch Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center started acting up again. The latest delay is especially frustrating since an orbital sun angle condition called a beta angle cutout prevents launching between June 22nd and July 10th. That cutout creates a thermal condition that prohibits a shuttle from docking with the International Space Station. July 11th is now the earliest NASA can plan to launch Endeavour on mission STS-127, which will finish work on Japan's Kibo module at the ISS. It's not clear where the next generation of NASA scientists will come from, but the agency knows of at least 100 college students who are on the right track. NASA has announced the selection of 100 full-time undergraduate students to receive one-year college scholarships. NASA, which has the most prolific acronym writers anywhere, calls the project Motivating Undergraduates in Science and Technology, or MUST. The project awards scholarships and internships to students who are pursuing degrees in what NASA calls STEM for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Selected students get year-round tutoring and professional development training, attendance at a lecture series, and mentoring from faculty and peers. If they hold a good enough GPA, they're also eligible for a paid internship at a NASA center. It's about time Cessna got some good news. The company says it signed an agreement with Indonesia's Susi Air for the purchase of 30 Grand Caravan single-engine turboprops. Cessna will deliver 8 new Caravans this year and the rest by the end of 2011. Susi Air began operations with 2 Caravans in December of 2006, providing scheduled and charter passenger and cargo service throughout Indonesia and humanitarian airlift support for the region. The company now flies 10 of the versatile planes. The Grand Caravan boasts a climb rate of 975 feet per minute and cruise speeds up to 184 knots. Its 340 cubic feet of cabin space accommodates up to 12 passengers, a mountain of cargo, or a combination. We're happy to report that while business aviation still obviously has a long way to recover, business aircraft activity, including all IFR flights in the United States, rose in May. Aviation Research Group US bases its statistics on serial number specific aircraft arrival and departure information. In its report to ANN, ARG US found business activity still down 19% from May of last year, but with the gap narrowing as the month progressed and up 3.3% from April. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. A Florida doctor's dream of flight is fulfilled after a decades-long wait. Bonanza owners have a modern new air conditioning option. And a German avionics company opens production in the U.S. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with 2009's new National CFI of the Year, and the first woman to earn that title, Arlen McMahon. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.